Visit inventthefuture.ca to learn how to submit your idea or to vote for your favorite submission. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Better environmentally sound transportation is proud to offer bike valet parking to events in Metro Vancouver. Inspired by the widely successful valet parking in San Francisco, 2 years ago, Best began running bike valet in Vancouver with great results. Concert goers in Deer Lake Park, fans of the Vancouver Canadiens, and families spending a day at community events have had their bicycles parked conveniently and stored safely while they enjoyed themselves worry-free. This year, Best is expanding bike valet to serve more events, park more bikes, and make traveling on two wheels throughout Metro Vancouver even easier. Contact Best at 604-669-2860 or CAM at best.bc.ca for more information about volunteering, sponsorship opportunities, and booking bike valet for your event.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and of course it's the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues every Friday night from 10:30 to midnight. And tonight, as announced, part three of the story of Rhythm and Blues in honor of the 60th anniversary of the phrase Rhythm and Blues, a term coined by the late Jerry Wexler of Atlantic Records, but before that, Billboard magazine. He came up with that in 1949, June 25th, actually the week of, named a chart that had been called the Race Records chart, the Rhythm and Blues chart. And in fact, at that point, there were three charts, one for radio airplay, one for retail sales, and one for jukebox sales. And what a great show I have lined up for you this evening. We continue from where we left off in 1952-53-ish. And if you liked parts one and part two, you will definitely like tonight. A very, pre-rock and roll-ish rhythm and blues style tonight. So there'll be lots of folks to hear from, and the number here is 604-822-2487. That's for requests. With this particular series, I tend to just go as far as I can. It's just more or less in chronological order, so I just we end where we end, and then we pick up where we left off in about a month's time. So it's pretty straightforward. But requests are still welcome for this show and for shows in the future. So once again, that's 604-822-2487. And more soul music at yahoo.ca. If you want to try the online route, we just heard the Five Royales, a vocal group doing their bit to a very hard rhythm and blues backdrop, musical backdrop, a song called Baby Don't Do It. And I usually start these shows with an instrumental, but seems I left that particular CD at home. So why don't I throw on an instrumental from more or less the same time. Red Prizok, one of the many tenor saxophonists in the instrumental rhythm and blues movement at that particular point. And this is a song called Jackpot.
Chick always telling everybody she come from Chicago. Got Mississippi written all over.
You better stop trying to run my business.
Look who's got business.
Well, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Go ahead and do it. Ain't nobody scared of you.
Better stop trying to run my own business.
Somebody need to run it before they run you out of town.
Well, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Nothing you can do. Never could do nothing.
Cause I'll talk about you low down and dirty.
Blabbermouth.
Everything I'll say will be true.
I bet not never let the cat out the bag on you, child. You'll be ruined.
You know, I know, I know.
You don't know nothing. You know nothing about nobody.
I even know when you were born.
When I was born, you were suffering from old age arthritis and lost of memory. Miss Know-All. You don't know nothing.
Yes, and I even know when you were born.
In school, she was so thick-headed, they put her out. She's taking up too much space.
And if you don't keep cool, honey.
Keep cool? That's a threat.
It'll be so hot you can't go
on. So hot now, child, you can't go back home. Police looking for you. Stand anywhere I please.
Laugh at every passerby.
I laugh at him as I see him.
Your face is laugh material. I bet your mirror make you cry.
I bet your face will stop any clock.
Well, I'll stop trying. Run my business.
I'll run yours and mine anytime I feel like it.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Came up here, it's just gone to your head. That's what's the matter with you. Of you, dirty anyway.
And everything I said is true. Hey, watch out.
Open and holly. Screaming all night long.
wag your tail. Oh, get it.
Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton, that being the original version of Hound Dog, in case you thought Elvis Presley came up with that all by himself. Well, he did not. Lieber and Stoller wrote that, but Big Mama Thornton sang it first. Didn't really benefit from that. I think she apparently had some hand in writing it as well, or arranging it or something, but anyhow, whatever royalties were due, and anything from subsequent performances were not, she did not benefit from any of those, so that's quite unfortunate. She, I think that was probably the biggest hit of her career, and I think she did do a number of other songs afterwards. Janis Joplin was a big fan of hers, but unfortunately died penniless, so by contrast with Elvis, of course. But anyway, before Big Mama Thornton, we heard Earl Forrest with Whoopin' and a Hollerin', and before that, Big Maybell with Gabin Blues, and Red Prizok with Jackpot. 1952 turning into 1953 on part three of the story of Rhythm and Blues on Shake a Tail Feather, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The phone number here is 604-822-2487. And we'll be continuing with the story of Rhythm and Blues right now. This is Clarence Garlow with New Bon Ton Roulé.
Frenchman right back again with that fine little number that'll never end. I've been everywhere and I've been all around, but here's what you do in the Creole town. Just let your bon ton roule and let the mule poule. Now don't you be no foolie, you let the bon ton roule. You find your gal and you hand her a line, and everything is going a mighty fine. You can take her to the la-la, yes, that's true, but you'll have to take a mother and the children too, to let the bon ton roule and let the mule poule. Now don't you be no poule, you let the bon ton roule. We were a-jumping and a-jiving at the jamboree. We were a-having lots of fun, you can believe you me. I was with the tater diggers, they were all insane. Then I saw my cotton picker, she was raising cane. And letting a bon ton roule, and letting a mule poule. Now don't you be no poule, you let the bon ton roule. Now we sneaked out to have a little bit of fun, but we ran into her pappy with his shotgun. He said, no you don't, boy, I'll burn your hide. So we went right on the back inside and let the bon ton roule and let the mule poule. Now don't you be no poule, you let the bon ton roule. To bon ton roule mean, that's a good time rolling like you've never seen. You grab your girl and you get in the groove,
And when the feeling hits you, you've got to move and let the burn down roulette. And let the muley boulet. Now don't you be no bully. You let the burn down roulette.
You know that I love you, and I try to treat you nice and kind, but you've gone and left me, baby, and I'm about to lose my mind. That's why I'm singing these lonesome blues.
Thank you. sunshine whiskey, talking all out your head.
On May 12, 2009, British Columbians will again be voting on whether to adopt the new voting system recommended by the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform, BCSTV. BCSTV is a more representative system in which elected representatives accurately reflect and are accountable to the will of voters. If you're interested in helping the campaign to bring fairer voting to BC, you can email us at fairvoteubc@gmail.com or visit the campaign website for more information at stv.ca. A message from the UBC Fair Vote Club.
Hey man, this is Big J Magnini. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
Thank you, Big J. Yes, you are listening to CITR, and you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather tonight until midnight. My name is Jason, and we're doing part three of the story of rhythm and blues. And we've heard several songs since the last break. We've heard Clarence Garlow, New Bon Ton Roulé. Obviously, with a title like that, he's from New Orleans, off of a little box set from a company called Proper. The box set's called The Cosmo Matassa Story. Cosmo Matassa was a record producer. He ran a studio that had a really good reputation for being lo-fi enough that people that went to record there wound up with a very kind of swampy, bluesy, earthy kind of sound quality that did well for the vocalists and musicians. And lots of folks went there, including Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew and Shirley and Lee and all kinds of folks. And so we heard that particular track off of that as well. A couple of others. We heard T-Bone Walker with Got No Use For You and a group called The Hawks with a song called Aye Aye. And very swinging pieces. And in fact, speaking of swing, just an announcement of an event going on in a week's time. That is next Friday, April the 3rd, the 5th annual Swinging Concert and Dance, brought to you by Rhythm City Productions, is a benefit, actually. Let's help send youth on outward bound wilderness expeditions, a swinging concert and dance featuring live music with a live act, local live act, a very, very good jazz group called Bria's Hot Five. I've seen them myself. They're fantastic. Also, the evening includes dance lessons and performances and door prizes, refreshments, and a silent auction. And it's $15, a sliding scale of $15 to $30 at the door. Now, this is next Friday, April 3rd, 8 p.m. to midnight at Capri Hall. That is 3925 Fraser Street at 24th, East 24th Avenue. And all proceeds go to the Neil Faulkner Outward Bound Memorial Scholarship Fund. So for a great cause. And yes, so do that. And the money that goes towards that goes towards sending all kinds of young folks out on expeditions. And Neil Faulkner, you might remember some years ago, actually, died in an avalanche or an accident related to that. So we are, I intend to be there next week. Actually, I was at that last week. It was a really, or not last week, last year. It was a great event. It was a Charleston lesson. And there were some performances by some dance acts. I'm not sure. I think Bria's Hot Five was there last week as well. But it was a fantastic event. I would encourage anybody to go. And for more information, you can get information off of the Rhythm City Productions website at www.rhythmcity.ca, or you can call 604-874-1045. So that's next week, April 3rd, 8 p.m. to midnight at Capri Hall, Fraser and 24th. And yeah, so you'll get to hear lots more swinging music there as well as dancing. It is just past 11 o'clock, and we're going to continue with some more rhythm and blues tonight with a artist by the name of Tiny Bradshaw and a song called Soft.
I wanna know.
Yes, I wanna know.
I wanna know.
Yes, I wanna know.
I tell me nothing at all. That face of the clock just stares at me. It knows I'm lost.
Baby, what's wrong with you? lying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. I am happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple task.
Now you knows how to shake that thing, mess around. I declare she can mess around.
One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble and have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. I don't want soda, no bubble gum. You got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer.
If you wanna have fun, come home with me. You can stay all night and play with my TV. TV is the thing this year, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Last night I was watching Old Tom Mix. My TV broke, I was in a fix. I got on the phone, called my man, said, get here, Daddy, as fast as you can. TV is the thing this year. Oh, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. And TV is the thing this year. Now he turned my dial to channel one. I knew that this was gonna be fun. He turned my dial to channel two. That station thrilled me through and through. He moved one notch to channel three. I said, how I love what you're doing to me. He said, wait a minute, let's try channel four. Just about the time someone knocked on the door. TV is the thing this year. Oh yes, TV is the thing this year. Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. The way he eased into channel five, that man must have had fluid drive. He moved once more to channel six, then he opened up his bag of tricks. On channel seven, The show was late, but we got our kicks on Channel 8. He turned my dial to Channel 9. Said, baby, your set is fine. He moved on up to Channel 10. Then we started all over again. He finally hit Channel 11. I cried, Mama, he treats your daughter good. TV is the thing this year. Yes, radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing this year. Baby, my TV set will need fixing just about this time every night.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and Shake a Tail Feather with you for just another half hour or so. The number here is 604-822-2487. The Story of Rhythm of Blues, Part 3, our last set, just included, with the most recent song, Dinah Washington, TV is a Thing This Year. That remember that being in Good Night and Good Luck, the George Clooney film about Edward R. Murrow that came out probably about 4 years ago. And that was used somewhere near the beginning, I think, kind of to set the period of time. Before that, Amos Milburn with One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer. Or is that One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer? I forget what order those drinks are in. I think, let me just check. Yes, it's One Scotch first, followed by Bourbon and Beer. Amos Milburn, something of a rhythm and blues veteran, even by that point in 53, he had been producing material for about 5-6 years before that. And after this, his career would kind of level out and then nosedive for a while. He was actually picked up by Motown Records in the early 60s, too, for an album and a few singles. Anyway, that was later. Ray Charles with certainly not his first recording, but the first one that actually got noticed in a big way nationally, Mess Around, written by Ahmet Ertegun at Atlantic Records. They had just bought his contract from the West Coast label called Swing Time, and were proceeding to make him into a national R&B star, which they did quite successfully, beginning with that song. And before that, the Orioles with Crying in the Chapel, that being a cover of a country song, given a makeover by a doo-wop group with a very strong gospel edge, something not common to rhythm and blues numbers at that point, but would become so in the years ahead. And A Pair of Aces, we had two songs by Johnny Ace, starting with The Clock, and then afterwards, Yes, Baby. The Clock off of, in fact, most of these tracks we've heard tonight are off of the Blowing the Fuse series, that series that came out on the German label The Bear Family a few years back, the 1953 volume we've been having a listen to for a lot of these tracks tonight, not everything. Yes, Baby, though, came off of a classics compilation, blues and rhythm compilation, Johnny Ace, 1951 to 54, a more up-tempo number. He's better remembered for his ballads, but he did do a few up-tempo numbers as well. The Dewdroppers we heard with I Wanna Know, and of course before that we started that set off with Tiny Bradshaw and Soft. So it is just about bang on 11:30. Again, the number here is 604-822-2487, and we're going to continue right along. We've covered not only the chart hits on the R&B charts from 53, but of course, as I've done on the previous couple of parts of this series, I've also filled in the time with some other things that didn't necessarily chart, but came out that year anyway. So Yeah, Crying in the Chapel was a hit. The Johnny Ace tune, The Clock, was a hit. There's a few great examples here, but these next two songs definitely were on the charts in September of 1953. This was on the charts for 10 weeks. It was at number 10 on the jukebox charts, and on the bestsellers, it was number 9. This is Faye Adams with Shake a Hand.
Just leave it to me.
I got news for you, to tell me what was on his mind. He said, "But honey, yes, but honey, but honey, if you wanna stay here with me, I was clean as a screen and so hard pressed. I called the woman that I love best. I finally got my baby by." To know what you want with me, I said, "Much honey, 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 much honey. If you wanna get along with me," she screamed and said, "What's wrong with you? From this day on, our romance is through." I said, "Tell me, baby, face to face, how?" Another man take my place. I said, "Money, honey, money, honey, oh, money, honey, if you wanna get along with me."
Going back to my family too. going to send you back to your mother, baby. Lord, and I'm going back to my family, too. Cause nothing I do that please you, baby. Lord, I just can't get along with you.
Children die from hunger-related causes every day. On February 10th, please join us at Performance Works on Granville Island for a banquet that will bring to life the inequitable distribution of food in today's world. The banquet will feature guest speaker Dr. Shafiq Darmzu and will be complete with music, food, and a silent auction. Doors open at 6 o'clock p.m. and dinner will begin at 7 o'clock. General admission tickets cost $25 and student tickets cost $20. All proceeds will be donated to Oxfam Canada.
Tickets can be purchased online at hungryforchange.eventbrite.com or outside the south entrance to the sub on February 5th, 6th, and 9th.
With your help, we can make our world a better place.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason. This is Shake a Tail Feather. Now we're into the last 15 minutes of the program. And the number here is still 604-822-2487. And in between shows, of course, you can email the show at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca. That being because I tried getting Shake a Tail Feather as an email name, and for some reason it was already taken. So I tried various permutations of that, and the only thing I could come up with that was similar was More Soul Music. So that's it, moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca if you're trying to reach me about the show in between programs. Next week I won't be here. The announcement I was making earlier about the benefit, the fundraising dance, I will be there myself. So I'm hoping to get somebody into this chair by next week. I think there's a couple of people who have offered, but you'll know next week. There'll be somebody else in this chair doing a show that will definitely be every bit as good as what we do here normally, perhaps better in a different way. We'll see. We've had some good guest hosts in the past. Yeah, so that's next week. The week after that will be the next part, part three of the Motown series I'm doing on this show all year because it's their 50th anniversary. So that show will be dedicated to the year 1962. So, yeah, that will be that show, and it should be good because I know I've got a lot of stuff lined up for that particular show already. In fact, almost since the last one. Months are certainly flying by fast this year. Seems like just the other day I was doing part two of Motown, so it's almost time for part three. Anyway, we just heard a couple of chart songs from the 1953-54 period, beginning with Faye Adams and a song called Shake a Hand, and then Joe Turner with a song called Honey Hush. That was from December of 1953, and then we heard, we heard Clyde McFadder and the Drifters with a song that didn't, actually did chart in November of that year, a song called Money Honey. That was the first hit for them. Clyde McFadder used to be in the Dominoes before that, and he left. I think even though he was the lead singer, he wasn't getting top billing. Somebody else was. So he left and formed his own group, and they signed to Atlantic and became one of the other big hit makers on Atlantic. There were lots of other labels around at that time. Atlantic came out of New York as the big R&B label, but there were others. There was Modern in Los Angeles, Specialty also in Los Angeles, although they recorded all over the country. Imperial was based in Los Angeles too, but they tended to do a lot of stuff in New Orleans. There was Chess in Chicago. Apollo was also in New York. There was Excello, which was in Nashville. VJ was also in Chicago. A few other things. There were, Specialty. What other ones were there? There was a couple of others that kind of escaped me, but there, right. There was Duke, which also had another imprint called Peacock. That was out of Houston, Texas. And Memphis, of course, by this point had Sun Records, although at the onset of the rhythm and blues era, it hadn't existed yet. But in 1951, it was started. It had quite a rhythm and blues roster as well, despite not being as well known for that. Rufus Thomas actually started his career over at Sun Records. Those and many, many others of all sizes. I think Old Town was based in New York. King was based in Cincinnati. See, now they're all coming to me. But, you know, you had dozens upon dozens of labels. Many of them only lasted for a few years, but they did manage to put out a number of 78s. And, in fact, the early 50s is a time where you start moving away from 78s to 45s as the new format of choice for songs. So you get the A side and B side. The A side that was plugged as the hit, at least in the opinion of the record label, usually they were right, but sometimes the B side, which was supposed to be filler, became the hit. So all the jukeboxes had to be retrofitted so that they could accommodate the 45s, which, of course, were only 7 inches in diameter and not 12. And meanwhile, you had albums that were 10 inches in diameter, but slowly but surely they worked their way up to 12. So, those were some technological changes in the early 50s. Of course, radio stations, black and white-owned, were playing this kind of music more and more, but they were kind of clandestine affairs. At that point, you really had to struggle to get them on the radio receiver because their signals weren't as strong as a lot of the mainstream radio stations. But if you were up late enough at night and a lot of the other stations went off the air, you could pick them up. And so if you did, you could hear WDIA in Memphis, you could hear Alan Freed's program out of Cleveland, Ohio, and hear this new phrase called rock and roll, which was being used to describe this and a number of other musical forms like rockabilly and other things. So that was kind of the next chapter in music waiting to unfold. But after the Drifters, we heard Guitar Slim and his band, featuring Ray Charles on piano, by the way, with The Things That I Used to Do. And then we heard The Crows, one of the many vocal groups, with a song called G. So we're going to get on with a couple of other vocal groups, including this group featuring Hank Ballard. And this was a chart hit from early 1954. and Work With Me Annie.
Kind of lover,
who will show me the way?
My someone to implore, to keep me warm when my knees are cold. I love the wall, my life to have and to hold. I want a Sunday kind of love.
Well, you the cutest thing that I did ever see. I really love your peaches, gonna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time.
Has got me falling, my head is reeling, my heart is rolling, baby, never leave me, don't deceive me,
love me, pretty mama, got to have you, cause I never, never knew the thrill of ecstasy, so tell me that it's gonna be just you and me, lovey dovey all the time. I can't get you out of my mind.
As I passed by a real fine hotel, a chick walked out. She sure looks well. I gave the eye and started to carry on. When a Cadillac cruised up and swished, she was gone.
It should have been me with that real white chick.
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
It should have been me
driving that Cadillac.
A little later on, a theater I passed, I spotted another chick, and did she have class. I was all set to write her name in my book, when her husband walked up and gave me a real dirty look.
It should have been me with that real white chick.
It should have been me
with that real white chick.
It should have been me.
You've been her chaperone.
I walked to the corner and saw a real sharp cat with a $300 suit on and a $100 hat. He was standing on the sidewalk by a diner floor when a voice within said,
come on, Daddy, let's go.
It should have been me with that real fine chick.
It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
It should have been me.
bowl of chili, and I felt okay, at least until I passed this fine cafe. I saw a guy eating a great big steak, while a waitress stood by feeding him ice cream and cake.
It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
It should have been me
with that real fine chick.
It should have been me
eating ice cream and cake.
It should have been me
getting my natural kicks.
It should have been me
getting my natural kicks.
It should have been me
loving those crazy chicks.
Oh, my spy boy met your spy boy sitting by the bayou. My spy boy, I do your spy boy. I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now, hey now. Haiko, haiko, hande. Chakamo, filo, handande. Chakamo, finane. Oh, look at my queen all dressed in red. Haiko, haiko, hande. I bet you $5 she'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finane. Talking about hey now, hey now. Haiko, haiko, hande. Giacomo Filo, handande. Giacomo Finane. Oh, I go, I go, I go, I go, Hande. I'm having my fun on the Mardi Gras day. Giacomo Finane. Talking about hey now, hey now. I go, Hande. Giacomo Filo, Hande. Giacomo Filale. Talking about hey now, hey now. I go, Hande. Giacomo Filo Hanande, Giacomo Finane.
And Sugar Boy Crawford, another New Orleans artist, Giacomo, you might better know that song, or know that song better as Ico Ico. But that there was the first version of it from 1953, actually. So we went back a little bit there. But before that, we heard Ray Charles, although he... there's another vocalist. I think the group that later became the Coasters was involved in that, if I'm not mistaken. I think that bass singer was from that group. But It Should Have Been Me, preceded by the Clovers with Lovey Dovey. Now, there again is a song that later became... Well... Some would say was appropriated for Steve Miller's song called The Joker, something about peaches and trees. But anyway, that was the first time those lines had occurred in a song. And what's interesting about that is the Clovers were one of, at this point, hundreds of vocal groups all over the country, mostly on the East Coast, in the East Coast cities, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Washington, and that were part of the what would become known as the doo-wop movement. And most of the time they were given, you know, kind of R&B pop numbers, but this one was sort of more of a blues oriented type of number, as were some of the other material the Clovers were being given around that point. I think they even did a version of Baby Please Don't Go. Definitely a blues number. But before the Clovers, we heard the Harptones with the very gospely Sunday kind of love. And before that, the very earthy Work With Me, Annie by the Midnighters. The year after this, Etta James would do the answer song to that called Roll With Me, Henry. And so one was a answer song to the other. And in fact, the Midnighters later had a hit after this one. This one was a hit for them in May of 1954, but a little bit later on in the year, they had a follow-up song of their own called Annie Had a Baby. And yeah, and of course, before that, we heard the Crows with G, so there was a bit of a vocal group set in there. And that's it for tonight for Shake a Tail Feather. As I said, this show will, I guess, be on in some form, but there'll be another DJ in this seat next week. And well, we'll find that out. Those of you on Facebook, I will post accordingly, but otherwise, do tune in next week for that. I will be back the following week with the further episode or installment of the Motown 50th Anniversary Chronology, Part 3. The year will be 1962. In between shows, you can contact me at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca, or you could post to the Facebook group for Shake a Tail Feather. Fairly easy to find. And yes, so anyways, coming up next, Chris with I Like the Scribbles. And in the meantime, to take you out, this is Faye Adams with another hit from 1954 called All Be True. This went to bestsellers number one on the R&B charts, February of 1954. Faye Adams, see you in 2 weeks.
I'll be true to you.
In a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
I had no money to give to anybody.
To get it on the record, General, the ISI has not and does not support or give any kind of links or contacts to the Taliban. Is that right?
That the Taliban were not created by the ISI. They were not funded.